Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So we're in episode 25, week 9, the Q&A. So we have some more questions that we're going to answer today. But before that, make sure to grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still helping your weight loss journey. On top of that, if you want to get your question answered on this show, just send it over to questions@theweightmates.com and I will make sure to take a look at it and answer it on the show. So, the very first question is a good one because often this gets, it becomes pretty misleading because, you know, some people say yes, some people say no, and so it's going to be good to really talk about this. The first question is, if I skip meals, will I lose weight faster? Now, theoretically, yes, because you will simply be consuming less calories than what you're burning, and so you will lose weight. However, there's a very, very, very large however there. However, it's not healthy, right? Like, not at all. Like, there's absolutely zero healthy benefits to skipping meals, okay? And I'm talking about your main meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Do not skip those. It's not healthy because your body needs a certain amount of calories in order to function properly, right? For most people, this will lie above 1,200 calories a day, and mostly for women, it's around 1,200, and for men, it's around 1,500, but it really kind of depends on how tall you are and how much you weigh. But you need that amount of calories in order to properly function, right? Your brain is one of the biggest consumers of calories, and if it doesn't get enough, you will get headaches, you will become nauseous, and you will start seeing all of the bad effects of getting too little calories in your body. So, will you lose weight faster? Sure, but please do not do it because it's not healthy, and it will, in the long run, it won't help you create sustainable methods to lose weight and to stay healthy. So, please don't do that. The second question, also a really good one, and definitely something I struggled with a lot. The second question is, all clothes or all my clothes fit very tight or they don't fit at all anymore. What do I do, right? It really demotivates me and I just don't know where to go. Now, this is a difficult one because it's mostly got to do with how we like to be seen by the outside world and kind of not wanting to feel ashamed, right? Because I remember very clearly that when I was still very much overweight and obese, I would go into a clothes shop and I would, you know, see a nice sweater or a nice set of jeans or something. And I would go into the fitting room with a large, right? Because that was the size I always used to have. So surely I could still have that, right? Well, wrong. Because what happens is if you stick to the size that you had when you weren't overweight or when you were less overweight, you're just gonna be able to, you know, see the fact that you're more overweight even more clearly, right? Because a large jumper on me literally just meant that it was completely tight all the way around and it would just show all of the, what I considered ugliness of being too overweight or being obese, right? So, and this was a very big step and I don't expect anyone to just be able to do it just like that, but after many months of kind of struggling with that, or many years even, I decided one day that I would go into the fitting room with an extra large instead of a large. And I mean, that was terrifying, right? It was so, so scary for me because I just couldn't believe that I allowed myself to get to an extra large, right? That I was really that fat that I needed an extra large in order to look okay. But what I did see is that when I did put the extra large on, for one, I felt like I could actually breathe again because, holy moly, it is insane how tight clothes can be if you don't get the right size. And on top of that, when I looked in a mirror, it wasn't, you know, emphasizing all of my blubbery fat anymore, right? I was still fat, right? Sure. But it wasn't super emphasized anymore, right? So I looked, for me, less fat than I did with the large, right? So with that in mind, I decided to buy an extra large jumper and an extra large set of jeans, and it was so comfortable, right? For years, I had walked around with a large size, and I just felt uncomfortable. My clothes were tight. There was a lot of scaving going on, And it just wasn't nice, right? And now I'd finally freed myself simply by, you know, buying a size larger. So if you're running into the same problem where your clothes just, they don't fit normally anymore, or you don't like the way they fit now, if you have the funds to do so, next time when you go to a clothes shop or when you order online, get yourself a size bigger. Because trust me, it might seem like you're going backwards, but in reality, you'll feel a lot better, right? Even if you're having difficulty losing weight, or if you don't want to lose weight currently, you'll feel a lot more comfortable in the right size clothing. That's just the simple truth. So that is what I would say to that. Then the third question is, I'm being told to not avoid carbs. Is that true? Because I keep hearing different things from different sources. Well, hopefully I can be a bit of clarity between this jungle of dietary advice that says one thing and then something else the next day. Yeah, you should not avoid carbs. If you guys think back to the carb deep dive I did, which is episode 4, I think. It's 4 or 5. I explained all of the reasons for you guys to make sure that you get enough carbs, but that you get enough of the right carbs, because remember, there are simple and complex carbs. Simple carbs being mostly sugars and added sugars, and the complex carbs being more legumes and fibers and things like that. So yeah, please do not avoid carbs, because they have a lot of really valuable properties that you need to be getting in your body. If you want a number to kind of aim for with your carbs, it really depends, especially also on the country you live in, because here in Europe, we tend to eat a lot more bread than America tends to do. So if that is the case, then, aim for around, it really depends per person, but around 100 to 120 grams of carbs every day, right? But make sure that you get the right kinds of carbs, right? So instead of the added sugars in Coca-Cola, for example, you should go for more natural sugars in fruit or orange juice. Even though orange juice has the same amount of calories as Coca-Cola, it has less added sugars if you get proper orange juice, that is. Then on top of that, I would just say, make sure you're not avoiding any nutrient, really. Because yes, it is true, there are some that should be avoided, right? So things like saturated fat or trans fats, those are really the only two that you should try to avoid as much as possible. But beyond that, don't avoid things. Instead, find out in which number they work for you, right? In which number they're healthy for you. For fibers, think around 30 grams a day is a good number to aim for. For saturated fats, try to get no more than 10 grams a day. 15 really at most is my recommended. And for proteins, if you have a lot of foods that are high in proteins, aim for 60 to 70 grams a day if you can. That's really ideal, because it'll help you feel full a lot longer. So with that out of the way and those questions answered, I hope that was really, really helpful, and I hope that it helps your weight loss journey, because that's what these Q&A episodes are all about. I'll say it one more time. If you guys want to get your question answered right on this show, right, I'll do it anonymously, so don't worry about that. Just make sure to send them over to questions@theweightmates.com. Okay, I'll be happy to answer all of your questions. And if you send it over, I'll make sure to give you the answer straight away to you as well. But then I'll use the question in one of these episodes too. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.